彼得是主耶稣第一批呼召的门徒。
Peter is one of the first group of apostles that Jesus recruited.
他遇见主耶稣，他有一个很奇妙的体验。
When he first met Jesus, he had a really special experience.
我们请看路加福音第五章。
Let's flip to Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章第四节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 5 verse 4.
第四节，耶稣讲完了，就对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”
4. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch."
主耶稣借用彼得的船来当讲台，向百姓传福音、传道。
Jesus used Peter's boat as a pulpit to preach his words.
那讲完了道之后，主耶稣给彼得这样一个指示。
And after he has spoken, he gave Peter a command.
意思就是说，你这样子，你就可以捕到鱼。
And what Jesus meant is that Peter will catch a lot of fish by doing so.
第五节
，Verse five.
西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”
But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net."
但是彼得的反应是：“其实我已经整夜在这里下网。”
And Peter's reaction was.That he was toiled from the and from trying to catch the fish the entire night.
但是我并没有得着什么。
But he caught nothing.
但是你现在叫我再下网，好，我就听你的。
But even though I caught nothing, but once since you told me to, then I will do so.
第六节，他们下了网，就围住许多的鱼，网险些裂开。
Verse 6, and when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking.
这个西门他只是说好吧，就试一试。
Peter had an attitude of, okay, I'll give it a try.
但是没想到真的捕了一网的鱼。
But out of his expectation, he caught a full net of fish.
第七节便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助，他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。
7. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boat so that they began to sink.
不但捕到鱼，而且这一网鱼是装满了两条船。
Not only did they catch fish, they were able to fill two of the boats.
第八节，西门彼得看见就俯伏在耶稣的膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord."
主耶稣说他就是世界上的光。
Jesus said he is the light of the world.
在灯光之下，我们可以看到我们衣服脏了。
Under the light, we can see that our clothes are dirty.
但是在灯光之下，我们常常并没有办法看见真正的自己。
But oftentimes we cannot see the true self.
但是在主耶稣的这个光，这个真光之下
，But only under the light that shines from God，
人常常可以看到自己的本质。
We can see what we truly are。
人的本质之一，在神面前是罪人。
And one of the things that we are is sinner。
这是人的软弱这是人的缺陷。
This is our weakness, and this is our what we lack.
通常我们会遮盖自己的软弱跟缺陷。
Many times we try to cover out our weaknesses.
因为当别人发现了，他可能会胜过我们。
Because when somebody finds out, they might overcome us.
当别人发现了，他们可能会轻视我们。
When somebody finds out, they might look down upon us.
当别人知道了，可能会用不好的眼光来看我们。
Whenever someone finds out our weaknesses, they might look at us with a despising.
但是我们的主耶稣却不是这样子。
But our God wouldn't do that.
彼得他在主耶稣面前看到自己，他承认我是个罪人。
Peter saw Jesus and he admitted that he is a sinner.
主耶稣没有轻看他。
Jesus did not despise him.
主耶稣没有离开他。
Jesus did not leave him.
我们再看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所捕的所打的鱼。
9. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken.
彼得西门的这个举动也看在他的同伴的眼中。
Peter's friend saw his action.
他们非常惊讶彼得这一个人有这样的举动。
They were shocked that Peter had such action.
其实他们每一个人跟彼得同样的感觉，在这个主耶稣面前，我们是罪人。
But they actually all have the same thought. They know they were all sinners in front of Jesus.
因为主耶稣就是真光。
Because Jesus is the true light.
在主耶稣的真光之下，人能够看清楚自己。
Under Jesus' true light, we can all see ourselves.
第十节
Verse 10.
他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。
10. And so also were James and John, the son of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men.
当他们承认我们是罪人。
Once they admitted that they were sinners,
主耶稣没有轻看他们，主耶稣更爱他们。
Jesus did not look down upon them, but instead he loved them even more.
很多的罪人是没有人有办法去帮助他的。
Many sinners have no help.
所以常常人就离开所谓的罪人。
So many people give up on them and leave.
但是主耶稣爱罪人，而且他有办法来帮助罪人。
But Jesus loves sinners, and He has the ability to help sinners.
当我们的软弱缺陷被人家发现了，我们会害怕。
When people find out our weaknesses, we will be scared.
主耶稣知道我们的内心，知道我们所在意的是什么。
But because Jesus knows our mind and what we care about.
所以主耶稣首先对西门说：“你不用怕。”
He spoke to Simon and told him not to be scared.
很多人不愿意接纳罪人，但是我接纳罪人。
Many people do not accept sinners, but I do.
那主耶稣的意思就是说，你而且可以来跟从我。
And not only that, you can also follow me.
主耶稣也给他一个应许。
And Jesus gave a promise to Peter.
说从今以后你要得人了。
And the promise was, from now on, you will catch men.
你以后可以为我传福音。
You have the ability to preach for me.
你以后也可以像我这样子来接纳罪人。
You will be able to accept other sinners like
你以后也可以像我这样子来帮助罪人。
You can help other sinners like what I do.
你以后可以像我这样子来让罪人得着拯救。
And you can help sinners receive salvation.
十一节，他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。
So when they have brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him.
他们很乐意的来跟随耶稣。
They were happy to follow Jesus.
他们很高兴的，主耶稣给他们这个得人如得鱼的应许。
They really cherished the promise that Jesus has gave them.
今天主耶稣呼召了我们。
Today Jesus has called upon us.
同样的，主耶稣也给我们这一个应许。
And same for us, He also gave us this promise.
我们都可以像彼得他们那样子去拯救人的灵魂。
We can be like Peter to save souls.
请我们再看约翰福音二十一章。
Let's look at John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章十七节。
John chapter 21 verse 17.
这是主耶稣被钉十字架。那 已经复活了。
This is after Jesus has resurrected.
那他向门徒来显现。
And he appeared in front of the apostles.
十七节，主耶稣第三次对彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为主耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”
17. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep.
主耶稣连续三次问彼得说，你爱我吗？
Jesus asked Peter three times, do you love me?
彼得也连续三次肯定地对主耶稣说，我爱你。
And Peter answered, yes, I do.
主耶稣也连续三次吩咐彼得，你要喂养我的羊。
Jesus repeatedly said to Peter, feed my sheep.
所以主耶稣一遇到彼得的时候，应许他，你能够拯救人的灵魂。
When Jesus and Peter first met, Jesus told Peter, you will catch men.
那当主耶稣要升天之前，他交代彼得说，你要喂养我的羊。
And before Jesus departed from the world, he told Peter, feed my sheep.
让我们知道说，这两件事情都是同样的重要。
And we can see that those two incidents are both important.
我们要先到，我们也要牧养。
We have to preach, and we also have to pastor.
主耶稣让他的这些门徒都有这两方面的恩赐。
And Jesus gave gifts to all his disciples.
今天我们相信主耶稣也给我们这两方面的恩赐。
And we believe that Jesus also gave us these two gifts today.
所以我们一方面传福音，我们一方面也在主里头彼此造就。
On one side we have to preach, but on the other side we have to pastor our own sheep.
那今天晚上我们要特别来学习彼得的先道。
So tonight we will learn how Peter preached.
那照主耶稣所说的，彼得他拯救了很多的灵魂。
As far as we know, Peter has saved a lot of souls.
我们请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's flip to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传》第二章十四节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 14.
十四节，彼得和十一个使徒站起，高声说：“犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人啊，这件事情你们当知道，也当侧耳听我们的话。”
But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem.Let this be known to you and heed my words."
这是在讲主耶稣所应许的圣灵第一次的降临。
And this is talking about when the Holy Spirit first came down.
被听见，被看见，被圣灵的降临，被看见，也被听见。
When people saw and heard the Holy Spirit.
这是一件很奇妙的事情，所以很多人都围过来。
And this was a miraculous thing, so many people gathered.
所以他们在那边谈论着怎么发生这样的事情。
They were discussing how it happened.
所以这是一个好机会，所以彼得他们就起来高声的来为这件事情做说明跟做见证。
And Peter took the chance and testified to them.
所以今天神常常也会给我们机会。
So today we might have opportunity.From God,
为某些事情来做说明
might have a chance to explain some gospel.
为主耶稣的作为来做见证
to testify for God.
他们来说明你们所看到所听到的这是什么
to explain what you have saw and what you have heard.
这个就是先知书里头所预言的神的灵的同在
and that is the prophecy.In the books of prophet, that
神应许他的灵要内住在人里头
that God's spirit will be in us.
那接着他们就见证耶稣已经复活了
The next, they saw Jesus' resurrection.
他们见证耶稣已经复活了。彼得他们见证耶稣已经复活了。
Peter saw that Jesus has resurrected.
好，那我们看。第二章的四十一节
Let's look at chapter 2 verse 41
四十一节于是领受他话的人就受了洗那一天门徒约添三千人
41 Then those who gladly received his words were baptized and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them
真的就像主耶稣所说的好像网了一网的鱼
Just like Jesus has said that they caught a net of fish
我们再请看使徒行传第十章
Next, we'll flip to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传十章四十七节
Acts chapter 10, verse 47.
四十七节，于是彼得说：“这些人既受了圣灵，和我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢
？”47 Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have？
哦，这些人指的就是哥尼流那一家的人。
And this is talking about the household of Cornelius.
他们不是犹太人。
They aren't Jews.
现在他们正要接受洗礼。
They were about to be baptized.
这是传福音的一个很重要的突破。
And this is one of the breaking points of when we do evangelism.
当时他们传福音一开始只传给犹太人。
They were preaching only to the Jews.
因为他们不晓得说主耶稣是众人的救主。
Because they didn't know that God is the Savior of all.
主耶稣的救恩是要给所有的世人。
His salvation is for everyone.
那彼得在圣灵的带领之下，他传福音给哥尼流他们。
And Peter, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he was able to preach to Cornelius.
那他明白了，主耶稣的救恩不但给犹太人，也要给非犹太人。
After that incident, he understood that God's salvation is not only for the Jews, but for everyone else.
四十八节
，verse 48，
就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗，他们又请彼得住了几天。
48， and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days.
从这个以后，主耶稣的福音也逐渐的传给非犹太人。
After this day, the God's word started to preach.
那我们今天更明白，主耶稣的福音是要给所有的人。
And today we understood even more that God's word is for everyone.
那我们从彼得，我们来学习一些他如何来成为一个传福音的人。
And today we will learn how Peter has become a person of evangelism.
那当然，彼得是一个代表。耶稣的这些门徒都是很好的先道的人员。
Of course, Peter is just one of the good preacher that in God's disciples.
好，我们请看《使徒行传》第二章四十六节。
Let's flip to Acts chapter 2, verse 46.
四十六节，他们天天同心合意，恒切在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
46. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart.
五旬节圣灵降临。
After the Pentecostal, when the Holy Spirit descended,
他们领受了圣灵，靠着圣灵的带领跟力量，他们建设了教会。
They were able to establish a church under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那四十六节在描写当时他们的教会生活、信仰生活。
And 46 is a description of their lives in church.
四十七节。
Verse 47.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
这里说到他们得到众人的喜爱。
Here it says, having favor with all the people.
那这就在提醒我们，在生活当中，我们要得到人的喜爱。
And this is to remind us that we shouldhave favor with all the people around us.
也就是说，我们要跟周遭的人建立起这个友谊的关系。
We should establish a friendly relationship with people around us.
这个友谊是我们传福音的一个重要的桥梁。
Friendship is a bridge for us to use for preaching.
就是我们对周遭的人要 friendly， 要友好。
We should be friendly to the people around us.
信仰常常是非常个人，也非常是一个很个人的一个的一件事情。
Religion often is looked as a personal belief.
常常是彼此之间有相当的 这种友好信任，我们才可以比较深入的来谈信仰。
People often talk about religion only to the people that they are close with.
那所以在这里给我们的第一个榜样啊，就是我们要建立起跟周遭的人这种友好的关系。
And they have set an example to be friendly to the people around us.
好，我们请参考箴言十八章。
Let's flip to Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言十八章二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24.
二十四节，滥交朋友的自己败坏，但有一朋友比弟兄更亲密。
A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
我们英文圣经跟中文圣经第一句话有点不太一样。
The English is the first sentence in the English is a little bit different from the Chinese.
中文是说没有选择乱交朋友，这个对自己会有害处。
In Chinese, it says if you abuse,
就你没有选择的去交朋友哈。
If you recklessly make friends,
你可能交到不好的朋友，让自己受伤害。
You might make bad friends, and
那你就让自己受伤害。
And hurt yourself.
那英文圣经的翻译呢，就是说，你要对别人友好，你才会得到朋友。
But the English one is a man who has friends must himself be friendly.
那所以要得到朋友，我们要先对人家友好。
So when we make friends, we have to first be friendly.
有朋友，我们才有机会传福音。
And when we have friends, then we will have the chance to preach.
所以在学校里头，我们对同学要友好。
We should be friendly to our classmates.
在亲戚当中，我们要对亲戚要友好。
We should be friendly to our relatives.
在工作的场合，我们要对我们的同事友好。
In a workplace, we should be friendly to our colleagues.
在教会里头，我们要让来到教会的人觉得说我们都很友好。
And not to mention that in church, we should be friendly to people that are around us.
真的很感谢神，我们很多朋友来到教会，他们很容易有的一个感觉就是你们都很友好。
Thank God that newcomers, when they come, they feel that we are all very friendly.
所以在这个层面上，我们都是在学习彼得。
So at this, in this aspect, we are all learning from Peter.
好，请我们再看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's flip back to Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传五章四十节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 40.
使徒行传五章四十节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 40.
四十节，公会的人听从了他，便叫使徒来，把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道，把他们就把他们释放了。
40, and they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go.
当这些门徒他们领受了圣灵，他们就领受了智慧，也领受了能力。
When the apostles received the Holy Spirit, they received power and also wisdom.
他们明白什么是真理。
They understood what is the truth. What's the truth?
所以他们就很认真的去传福音。
So they were fervently preaching.
那这个圣灵也引导他们，圣灵跟他们同工。
And the Holy Spirit guided them and was with them.
但是他们也遇到，马上的就遇到反对。跟逼迫。
But immediately they receive persecution.
那在这里呢，不但恐吓他们，而且还打了他们，才放他们走。
They not only threatened them, they even beat them.
那这里要让我们看到两件事情。
So in this incident, we can see two things.
我们如何成为一个先道者
？How to become a preacher?
我们再接着看四十一节。
Let's look at verse 41.
他们离开公会心里欢喜，因为被算是为这个名来受助。
41. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
42节，他们就每日在殿里在家里不住地教训人，传耶稣是基督。
And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ.
这里告诉我们两件事情。
And here it told us two things.
第一个，他们不怀恨，甚至是原谅对方。
First thing, they did not seek vengeance. Instead, they forgave the people.
因为主耶稣在十字架上曾经说了这样一句话。
Because Jesus, he said this phrase when he was crucified.
这些罗马的兵丁把主耶稣钉十字架。
When the soldiers.Nailed him to the cross.
很多人在十字架下在嘲笑耶稣。
Many people looking at the cross were mocking him.
主耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们。
”But Jesus said, "Forgive them, Father."
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they have done.
因为他们不晓得他们在做什么，所以他们是可以被原谅的。
They don't understand what they are doing, so they can be.Forgiven.
彼得他们就是有这样子的心胸。
And Peter has that attitude.
今天他们逼迫我们，因为他们不懂得福音的宝贵。
They persecute us today because they do not know how precious the word of God is.
所以他们也像主耶稣一样，从心里来原谅对方。
So they were able to forgive them.
这是一个很大的爱。
This is a great love.
我做对的事情，但是别人却错误的对待我。
I'm doing the right thing, but people are treating me in the wrong way.
这常常是不容易去原谅的。
Many times it's hard to forgive people like these.
但是我们做一个先道人也是的，在传福音当中也会遇到这样的事情。
But as a preacher, we often face these kind of people.
传福音一方面是要把主一个很重要的事情是要把主耶稣的爱来介绍出去。
One of the most important tasks of a preacher is to introduce God to people.
是的，主耶稣已经钉十字架了，那是一个很大的爱。
Yes, God has been crucified for us.
主耶稣钉十字架，那是很大的爱。
It is a great love to be nailed on a cross.
但是对很多人来讲，那只是历史上曾经发生过的事情。
But for other people, it is just a historical event.
很多人是我现在要看到爱。
Many people wants to receive love now.
原谅就是一个很大的爱。
And forgiving is a really great love.
是的，我们曾经有弟兄姐妹为了传福音结果让对方不好的脸色啦，或不好的言辞这样来对待他。
Yes, there were brothers and sisters who has faced bad attitude when they are preaching.
但是他们都能够像彼得他们这样子。
But they were able to be like Peter.
这个能够赦免对方还是找机会来跟对方讲好的话。
To forgive others or to speak in Good matter.
有些人真的后来说，我就是被他这种爱感动了。
And many people were actually touched by that kind of love.
所以我就来到教会。
Then they ended up coming to church.
所以我就参加了教会的活动。
And they agreed to come to a church events.
很多时候人只要愿意来，神的工作就会彰显。
Many times, once people accepted to come to church, God will do His own.
那人为什么愿意来？
But why do people want to come?
因为感受到爱。
Because they felt love.
我这样子得罪你，你却没有跟我计较，你原谅我。
I had such a bad attitude, but you still accepted me.
那第二件事情就是一个先道者，他必须要没有害怕。
And the second Second trait that a preacher should have is they should be fearless.
当时他们真的受到逼迫。
They were persecuted.
不但是言语的恐吓，甚至是肉体上的责打。
Not only threatened, but beaten.
但是我们看到他们没有害怕。
But they were not afraid.
他们还是一样的传讲主耶稣就是基督。
They continue to preach that Jesus is the Christ.
是的，生活当中充满很多让我们害怕的事情。
There are many things that we are afraid of in our lives.
其中的一项就是对人传福音。
And one of that is to preach to people.
今天虽然我们不会遇到被恐吓或者是被责打。
We might not face threats or getting beaten today.
但是有时候我们还是会退缩。
But we will often fall back.
我们请看以赛亚书四十四章。
Let's flip to Isaiah chapter 44.
以赛亚书四十四章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 44 verse 8.
第八节，你们不要恐惧，不要害怕。我岂不是从上古就说明，只是你们吗？并且你们是我的见证。除我以外，岂有真神吗？诚然没有磐石，我不知道一个。
8. Do not fear nor be afraid. Have I not told you from that time and declared it? You are my witness. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no one other rock. There is no other rock. I know not one.
在这里，神说：“你们是我的见证。”
And here God says, "You are my witness."
今天我们都是主耶稣的见证。
Today we are His witnesses.
主耶稣知道我们会遇到困难。
God knows that we will face tribulation.
所以他说你们不用恐惧，也不要害怕。
So God told us not to fear nor be afraid.
要做一个见证者，我们要不恐惧，不害怕。
To be a witness, we have to be fearless and to not be afraid.
也就是说，邀请人是我们常常的例行的工作。
So that means we should invite other people to come to church.
今天没有什么恐吓的，没有不会遭遇到什么恐吓、责打的事情。
We don't face people threatening us or beating us.
我们只要努力的，常常不忘记来邀请周遭的人。
We just have to be fervent into inviting people.
好，我们再请看《使徒行传》十二章。
Let's flip back to Acts chapter 12.
使徒行传十二章第一节。
Acts chapter 12 verse 1.
第一节，那时希律王下手苦害教会中的几个人。
Now about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand and harassed some from the church.
第二节，用刀烧了约翰的哥哥雅各。
Then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword.
第三节，他见犹太人喜欢这事。又去抓拿彼得，那时正是除酵的日子。
And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread.
第四节，希律拿了彼得，收在监里，交付四班兵丁看守，每班四个人，意思要在逾越节后把他提出来，当着百姓办他。
4. So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 squads of soldiers to keep him.Intending to bring him before the people after Passover.
第五节，于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切的祷告神。
Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church.
第六节，希律将要提他出来的前一夜，彼得被两条铁链锁着，睡在两个兵丁当中，看守的人也在门外看守。
And when Herod was about to bring him out, the night Peter was sleeping bound with 2 chains between 2 soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison.
这里说到他们所遭受到的逼迫是越来越严重。
And here it mentions that what Peter has gone through was becoming worse and worse.
一开始恐吓。
First, they were threatened.
然后再来责打。
Next, they were beaten.
再来，甚至有这个生命的危险。
And here, they were even facing a life or death situation.
这里讲到 耶稣的门徒之一雅各已经被杀了。
Here it mentions that James were already killed.
接下来下一个应该就是彼得。
And next should be Peter.
因为彼得已经落入了这个希律王的手中。
Because Peter was already arrested by the King Herod.
他也定了日期，大约什么时候来做这个事情。
And he even scheduled a time to kill Peter.
那结果彼得，主耶稣让他差派天使把他救出来。
But God did not let that happen. He sent angels to save Peter.
神对每一个人的安排是不太一样的。
God has different plans for everyone.
雅各为主耶稣来殉道，在这个时候。
James were disciplining the people.
雅各Martha雅各为主耶稣来受死。雅各为了主耶稣，他被杀了。
James were killed for Jesus.
但是主耶稣却让彼得被救出来。
But God led Peter to be saved from the prison.
同样是主耶稣的门徒。
They were both God's Jesus apostles.
但是主耶稣对这两个人的人生是有不一样的计划。
But God had different plans for their lives.
所以我们不需要去做比较。
So we don't have to make comparisons.
我们只求主耶稣让我们知道你对我的计划是什么。
We just have to ask God to let us know what his plans for us is.
好，我们再看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
彼得不住地敲门，他们开了门，看见他就甚惊奇。
Now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished.
因为照说彼得是不可能出来的。
Because logically, Peter wouldn't be able to escape.
所以他们看到彼得就非常的惊奇。
So they were astonished when they saw Peter.
十七节。
17.
彼得摆手不要他们作声，就告诉他们主怎样领他出监，又说你们把这个事告诉雅各和众弟兄，于是出去往别处去了。
17. But motioning to them with his hand to keep silent, he declared to them how the Lord has brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go, tell these things to James and to the brethren. And he departed and went to another place.
这里的雅各是写雅各书的雅各。
And here the James is the James that wrote the book of James.
那彼得没有办法继续待在耶路撒冷。
And Peter cannot stay in Jerusalem anymore.
他到别处去了。
He went to another place.
到别处不是去躲起来，到别处继续传福音。
He didn't go to another place to hide. He went to preach instead.
我们要学的是什么？
So what can we learn from this?
救灵魂的热忱。
The fervor, zealous of preaching.
很热切的爱人的灵魂，希望人也能够得救。
We should be fervent in saving souls.
这个救人的灵魂需要有这种热切的心。
If we want to save souls, we need to have this kind of fervent heart.
这些门徒、这些使徒，他们都是有这种热忱。
All the apostles, they have these kind of fervent heart.
我们请参考《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 17.
《使徒行传》十七章十六节
，Acts chapter 17 verse 16。
十六节，保罗在雅典等候的时候，看见满城都是偶像，心里着急。
Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw that the city was given over to idols.
保罗也是一个很热心要救人灵魂的人。
Paul has a fervent heart to save souls.
有那种热心，就会看到需要。
When he has that kind of heart, he can see the needs of the people.
有那种热心，就会看到传福音的对象。
He can see the audience that he should preach to.
如果没有那个热心，看起来每一个都不可能。
Without this kind of zeal, he wouldn't be able to see anything.
雅典那边的人那么迷信，怎么有可能来信耶稣？
The people at Athens were so superstitious. How can they believe in God?
但是保罗有那个热心。
But Paul has such a zeal.
他就看到人的需要。
He saw what they needed.
好，我们再请看约翰福音二十一章。
Let's flip to John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章十八节。
John chapter 21 verse 18.
十八节，主耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。”
18. Most assuredly I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish.
主耶稣问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”问了三次。
God asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
彼得都给主耶稣肯定的回答：“是的，主，我爱你。”
And Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."
所以主耶稣交代彼得的啊，交代彼得工作。
So God commanded Peter to do his work.
主耶稣也预言彼得你将来的遭遇。
And Jesus also prophesied on Peter's future.
十九节。
Verse 19.
耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神，说了这话就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”
19. This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me."
真的从历史来看，彼得他对主耶稣是忠心到死。
And looking at the history, we know that Peter was faithful to God until his death.
他的一辈子就是传讲福音，造就弟兄姐妹。
He preached God's word his entire life and edified brothers and sisters.
我们也可以这样子一辈子像彼得他们这样子对神是忠心的。
And we can be like Peter to be faithful to God our whole life.
传福音的事工我们是可以一辈子都在做。
We can preach His word in our entire life.
我们可以为宣道的工作祷告。
We can pray for evangelism.
祷告是一辈子都可以做的事情。
Prayer is what we can do our whole life.
我们也常常听到一些见证，有些弟兄姐妹病痛中，在医院里头，他也在传福音。
We've heard many testimonies that brothers and sisters are praying even.Are preaching even when they're sick in their sick bed.
是的，传福音可以是我们一辈子的工作。
Yes, preaching is a job that we can do for our whole life.
世界上有多少工作是可以做一辈子的？
What jobs are out there that we can do for our entire life?
有些工作你很喜欢，想要继续做，人家说对不起，你必须退休。
Many jobs you might like some jobs out there.But they will force you to retire.
但是传福音的工作我们可以做一辈子。
But evangelism is what we can do for our whole life.
愿主耶稣带领帮助我们。
We ask that God guide us and help us.
让我们都能够对周遭的人是友好的。
So we can be friendly to the people around us.
我们都能够有耶稣的爱，很容易的来赦免别人。
And we can have God's great love to forgive other people.
对人的灵魂，我们充满着热切。
And to be fervent into saving souls.
那我们忠心的来执行主耶稣所给我们交代给我们的工作，努力来拯救灵魂。
And be faithful into serving God and doing His work to save souls.
也求主耶稣赐给我们一个没有害怕的心。
We ask God to give us a fearless heart.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
284首。
284.
好，我们请唱第一节、第二节跟最后一节。
Let's sing first, second, and fourth.
Sing,
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Now we're going to make the concluding prayer.
我们特别为我们三月底所要举开的灵恩布道会开始来做特别的代祷。
Let's pray for the spring SSC.
那求主耶稣带领祝福我们的灵恩布道会。
We ask God to guide our ESSC.
也求主耶稣祝福我们让我们都能够为他来发光。
And we also ask God to bless us so that we may glorify Him.
让我们总是能够成为一个他的好的见证人。
So that we can be a good witness for Him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.